As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
That red light went on and I started in on the back on the KNC mat. Like my brain just triggered for a second.
We can make that happen.
All right, guys. So I got a bunch of things to get to. One being, did I handle this situation with my neighbor correctly? I really, this is a fun conversation and I hope we can all get in on this one in just a minute. Before we do though, I did see Mike Bassick did tweet this earlier this morning. The Rangers are wearing red today.
I love it.
And because the Dodgers have the blue and white uniforms.
I love it.
So the Rangers are wearing red. He said, I hope to see a whole lot of red out there in the stadium. So
if that is my favorite iteration of Rangers colors.
I mean, it was a time period for us that was a lot of fun.
It was the opening of the ballpark in Arlington. It was the first time that the Rangers made it to the playoffs. It was Pudge, it was Juan.
It felt like a new version. Yes. I'm still very I still love that classic Nolan Ryan white with the blue cap. I still love that look so much, but you're right, that red look is great. And for tonight, if you're heading out to the stadium, according to Mike, they're wearing red, so wear some red out there in support of your Texas Rangers, and say hi to Dave Raymond for us while you're there, you know, just say what's up. All right, so, and then I saw this. Kevin, it's been a while since I've checked the Players Tribune.
Okay.
But the Players Tribune is still a great way for an athlete to show that they can write and tell their own story the way they want to. It's like their own, like, little journal of their feelings. And Ashton Jeanty wrote a piece on the Players Tribune that I think everybody should go kind of read through the whole thing. But I'm going to give you a little bit of an excerpt here. I'm going to give that to you real quick. He said, this is at the very end of it. So I've had to take the long way sometimes. And what I've learned about the long way is it didn't keep me from being great. It just made it so when I got there, I'd be even greater. I'm there now. And I believe that's exactly what it's made me different. It's made him different because of the journey that he's had to take. And he said, I truly believe I was born to do this. I truly believe what makes me different, it isn't about the position I line up at. It's about the mindset I bring to it. Those 11 dudes on defense, they're all on a football field playing football. Me, in my mind, I'm still in the backyard with my friends playing No One Can Touch Me. I've taken the long way. I'm done with with that way. If you pick me, it's simple. I'm coming to your franchise to do what Saquon and the Eagles just did.
Wow.
I'm coming to win big soon. It's tackle football. You know what I'm saying? I'd draft the guy they can't tackle. Thank you for your time, Ashton Jeanty. That's strong, dude. That's strong content from him right there.
I love the line, it's tackle football, draft the guy you can't tackle.
Yeah, exactly.
And makes a lot of sense.
I don't know if he was trying to up his draft stock, or if he was just like, hey, man, I got words in here that I need to get them out.
Yeah.
And sometimes that is the case. Sometimes, man, what was I watching recently where a guy was recording all the things that he thought And oh, it was the studio. And Seth Rogen was recording his thoughts, and he said his therapist was like, hey, when you're anxious about something, get your phone out and say things to it and just let them be there. You know, get it out. That way you get it out of your system. And I was like, that is a good idea. And writing has been for me, and I know, Kevin, for you too, has been a way for us to kind of express things and get them out there. But that's strong stuff from Ashton Genty right there. And I'd love for – wouldn't it be wild if they said, all right, we're going to assign every single draft prospect – this thing too,
and then like you get to see the difference. Write a paper.
Yeah, you get to see the difference.
Oh man, that would be interesting
for every one of those. And from the 3-2-1, did Corey record his neighbor Steve on his doorbell camera? No, but there was some doorbell camera stuff included in that conversation. And I guess it's time to get to that discussion. Did I? Rangers Where City connects on Friday. Did I?
Mike said Mike red. Lie to you?
I'm looking at Twitter. Mike said red. Hold on. Would Mike Bassick lie to us? Would he lie to me?
No. Maybe he was wrong, or maybe he's right. Maybe he said tomorrow.
He said Rangers red versus Dodgers blue tonight. Late notice, but I think the Globe needs a lot of red tonight. So maybe that's what he's saying is I just think it, and Mike, you know how Mike is. When if I think it, everybody else should think it too.
So you might have misread
it. I may have misread it.
Okay.
Or maybe they're doing something. Maybe everybody should wear red tonight. Or
I mean, yeah.
Wear your Peagles. I don't care. Just go out there and cheer loud as hell. All right? Okay. How about that? And
agreed.
Do what Dave Raymond said. Give Jock Peterson the power of positivity today. First at bat, cheer him on. If he hits a home run, do it again at the second at bat. All right? Let's get that rocking.
And if you don't think that's going to happen, you can always go lower on Underdog with your play with him. Maybe mix it with Ja Morant.
The other day I was sitting at the house and my son got home. And my son asked me, he said, Dad, do you need to wait for the person crossing the street to get completely across the street before you turn? And when he asked that, before you turn, I was like, yes.
You're right.
Because the reality is the pedestrian has the right of way. I hate going through school zones and seeing people like, oh, I got to wait through this light. It might turn red and this kid's crossing the street. Yeah. I need to cut him off. I don't like seeing that, dude.
Yeah.
They have the right of way. Let them go through. That's the rule, according to what we learned in driving school.
Yep.
Once they get all the way through. I said, so what happened? And my son said, well, he was about 2 or 3 steps off the curb and there was another group of kids coming up behind him. And so I decided to turn in and the guy turned around and flipped me off yelling at me, calling me an a-hole these things. And I was like, oh man, like, do you know who the person was? And he said, no, I don't. He said, but he probably lives in a neighborhood. He was walking his dog. And hey, wear red anyway for anybody that just said they were just texting all their friends to wear red. Red, wear red anyway.
Yeah.
It's a cool color.
It's true.
He said, no, I don't know who it is. And I was like, well, you know, we'll probably see him around. Just make sure in the future you turn. Look, people get mad about things. They flip people off. They vent about it and they move on with life.
That is true.
About 30 minutes later, I got a knock on the door and my kid looks outside and says, hey, that's our neighbor, Doug. That's the guy. And I said, what? And he said, that's our neighbor, Doug. That's the guy. Doug, I love Doug. He's fantastic. He grew up in my dad's neighborhood. He has the great story about Carter walking over in the snow and his shoes talking about, hey, I think your tree's broken. Like, he's great. So I opened the door and I said, hey, how's it going? And he said, can I talk to Avery, please? And he said, you can stand out here if you want, but I'd prefer to talk to him alone. All right. I want to let everybody know, 877-881-1053. You're not letting your 17-year-old kid go talk to an adult alone when you know that there's a possibility of a situation.
I got that.
All right. So there's no way. So I opened the door and I said, Avery, come here, please. Avery steps outside and I said, Doug would like to say something to you. And our neighbor went into his spiel and he was like, look, man, you reached behind. I could have reached behind and touched your car. That's how close you were to me. And so obviously I'm going back in my mind and I'm like, Avery didn't tell me that it was that close. He said 2 to 3 steps off.
Yeah.
Is this adult lying? No, I don't think so, because he's a good guy. I've talked to him enough. And then he kind of continues to go on and he's like, look, you know, I my dog could have jumped in front of the car. And Avery, I could see, is tense and tight because he's experiencing a moment of conflict.
Yeah.
And I was kind of watching him, observing him. I put my hand on, I Mike Maddoxed him and put my hand on his shoulder just to let him know I'm there to support him. You know, just to touch is part of healing anxiety. It's part of what we do. And Doug is continuing on with, hey, your dad and I have seen enough risky driving out here that there's no reason you can't just take a couple more seconds. No reason you can't just calm just a little bit and let somebody pass. And he was like, even those kids that were behind me, go ahead and let them pass. And at this point, I had known, Avery had told me that our neighbor, that this person had flipped them off,
right,
called them the words. And so I did ask him, I said, were you mad? And I saw in his face, he looked at me as if he knows what I did. And he said, kinda, and left it at that. Now, I didn't go back at him and say, well, Avery said this. Because honestly, it didn't really have anything. There's no way to solve that part of
it.
So we got done with the conversation. I agreed. I told Avery a story about how we need to be better neighbors, and especially take care of your own neighborhood. Take care of your neighborhood,
like,
man. That's a responsibility that we have as drivers. I don't want to run over a kid in our neighborhood. I don't want anything bad happening to anybody. So yes, Avery, a young driver who's less experienced than us, make sure you take care of it. And Doug, thank you for your time today. We really appreciate it. Doug, you know, was still kind of, I could see he's still kind of amped up, and he went on and left. When we went inside, I did tell Avery, I said, I did see that he didn't completely tell us the truth, but that's neither here nor there when it comes to that. But you saw it too. And he was like, yeah, he lied. And I was like, it's okay. You know, we know what happened there.
Right.
Now, the question I have for y'all, because I wasn't going to let anybody just talk to my kid and then talk down to my kid without me being there. But I also wanted my kid, and no, he wasn't jaywalking. He was walking across the neighborhood street area he was supposed to. What I wanted my kid to see was how to have a conversation without in conflict.
You're right.
And how to have a rational conversation and how important information is.
Okay.
If I didn't have that information, I may have just been like, oh, yeah, talk to my kid, walk off. I had information that I knew, so I knew what was going on. But I wanted my kid to understand that you can disagree about something and you don't have to chop somebody's head off.
Sure.
You can disagree. We can all have reasonable conversations, even if we're mad and upset about things. Now, maybe it was best that both of them had time in about 30 minutes between, because Doug was a little amped up. And again, I like Doug, but I want my kids to understand, because we've all experienced the adrenaline starts pumping and now you're saying words you didn't mean to say.
Yep.
You're doing things you didn't really want to do, and you're regretting some of the things you didn't do whenever you were in the moment. And you've experienced that.
Yes.
I've experienced that before. So I wanted to make sure that my kid saw it. When we went back in the house, Carter had got onto the Ring doorbell app and watched the whole thing. And he was excited to talk about this. And he was like, oh my gosh, I wish you would have body slammed. And I was like, dude, no, this is me explain all of this to you. So I told Carter too. And I was like, look, so I asked Carter, because Carter was in the car with Avery. Guess what? I got a third.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Third different story.
Oh.
I got a third different story from what I was told by all those people. Carter's is the one that I trust the most because it's a combination of both stories.
Okay.
From Doug and Avery.
Yeah.
And once I got that, I told Carter the same thing. Look, man, if we get into these conversations, most important thing to me is we take care of our community. We take care of our neighborhood. We're not here trying to be unfriendly to people we live next to. We're all working together on this. And I hope, and I'm hopeful that, somebody said, I'll beat his A. Look, that was the thing. He didn't come over. He didn't say any bad words to me. He didn't say any bad words in front of him. I still need to investigate a little more of the flipping off part because Carter didn't say whether or not that happened. But there was no reason for me to get into a fight over it.
Yeah.
It's just him saying, hey, please be a little safer. And I think that's a fair thing to do. Did I handle that as a responsible father and adult? And did I do a good job with my kid?
Yeah, no, I think so. And from the 817, this is interesting to me. Doug should have ended that conversation with an apology for flipping off and cussing at a minor. Because I wonder if one of the reasons he needed to walk away, too, is it wasn't until after the fact that he's like, oh, crap, I know who that is. And like maybe he just thought it was some jacknuts like speeding through the neighborhood and everything like that. And he's like, oh, man, dang it, I know who that is. I will say I appreciate him making the effort, even if he was going to like try to lecture your son. I appreciate him like trying to reach out.
And then on top of that, too, I did tell Avery, you know, I was like, you know, look, man, I do care about you. And the reason I tell you every time you walk out the door to be safe is because I want you to walk back through that door. Every time you leave, it's a nerve-wracking part for us as parents because there's that possibility. So please be safe in all of these aspects. Do the right thing. So again, some people are saying, hey, he did this to your son. My son also did something wrong too.
Yeah.
Something that I have taught him differently. So I'm not going to punch my neighbor in the face and show him who the real boss is. Everybody knows who runs that neighborhood.
Oh.
No, I'm just joking. Anyway.
Wait to hear Doug's retort on his podcast. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what are your predictions for Mavs Grizzlies tonight? Also, Masterpiece of the Week. It is a jam-packed segment. Good news for you. It's up next right here on The Fan.
Meanwhile, the Mavs this quarter, 5 of 6 from 3. Williams has 2 triples. Thompson with his 4th. Klay Thompson catching fire.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. What are your predictions for Mavs Grizzlies tonight? We will get to Masterpiece of the Week after that, but also, how the hell did the Mavericks get this grade for the season? Don't forget, if you want to go out to see the G-Bag Nation, well, They'll probably be closer to game time. Go ahead and head out to the ballpark. They'll be out there getting you ready for Rangers Dodgers, which you can hear right here on The Fan. All right. I want to get predictions. So predictions for tonight, but also, did you see the grades for all of the teams this NBA season?
No, I have not seen this yet.
What grade would you give the Mavericks for the season?
Off season coming into it, A+. The regular season, D.
Oh, okay. Only two teams got Fs.
They're in a play-in. I mean, they still did good enough to get there. They were good enough to be there.
I suppose that is true. The Phoenix Suns and Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, gosh, yes.
The Philadelphia 76ers definitely
did. That is a miserable situation.
Those are the only two teams that got an F.
And granted, the Suns, who missed the playoffs with all of that talent, that definitely deserves an F. The Mavericks screwed themselves. And their expectations were very high too, but they screwed themselves too. What did we see on their grade?
Who's that?
Did you say their grade yet?
The Mavs?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Oh, come on, dude.
But they didn't get an F.
All right.
Pelicans got a D. Toronto Raptors got a D+, as did the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay.
I think that is an insane grade. I don't see how this season can be anything right now but an F.
I disagree with you, man. If you made the play-in, you did good enough to be in a place, and now you're one game away from the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You're one game away. Now, did they make an extremely crazy move?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes,
that was the
did.
Dumbest thing I've seen. Those dudes on the court, though, kept playing, and they're still playing right now.
All right.
I'll give them that. Now, was this a front office-only grade?
No, it's for the whole, they get an F for me.
Daniel Gafford doesn't deserve an F.
He's collateral damage. There's nothing that this franchise deserves to me but an F this year right
PJ
now.
PJ does not deserve that from you.
He's collateral damage as well.
He's so much nicer.
Sorry.
You know how women are, right?
I mean, look, I bet plenty of people in that locker room said F as this was going on.
You know what? You're probably right about that. They were very frustrated.
From the 817, F- for the Mavs. From the 469, the Mavericks will win because Klay Thompson was waiting for the playoffs to really turn it up. And you know what's funny? That's something that we talked about, like, when he got off to some early season struggles. And there were plenty of people, I'll admit, there are plenty of people that were like, oh, he's washed. And obviously this season did not lend itself as a good counter-argument to that. But I also said at the beginning, I wonder if the playoffs is where he is going to shine. Now, I would have thought he would have been better in the regular season before he would have like turned it up and shined in the playoffs. But I am oddly intrigued by the idea that Klay Thompson will like really turn it on in the postseason.
You know, that was, who was the guy on the, I'm sorry, I can't remember his name. He was on the halftime show, the pre and post game show with him.
Skin.
He's the white guy with the weird hair. No, not that guy. And he was on ESPN and he was like, look, man, nobody wants to play the Mavericks. They have champions on their team. They have Klay's a champion. Jason Kidd's been there. Anthony Davis is a champion too.
Yeah.
Like they have dudes that know what they're doing on this team right now. And then they have Kyrie, obviously, you know, not able to be on the court, but in their ears on it. So they still have that ability. It's just you don't know exactly what they are completely at the moment.
And this one has a couple of different messages in it, which I kind of agree with, but not the rest of it. From the 206. I predict and hope the Mavericks win just to continue to stick it to all the people that keep complaining about Luka being traded. I was a Mavs fan before him and will continue to be a fan now that he's gone. I think that's two different things in there, though, right? Because, like, I agree. It is amusing, like, especially you heard the crosstalk that didn't even include us for a few minutes, which was tremendous.
Yeah, it was pretty
with
fun.
With Sean and Bobby going after it, that if the Mavericks could win or if they could cause some trouble after that, in that Oklahoma City series, that would be fascinating as all get out to see, especially if the Lakers struggle. But I think that's different than I was a Mavs fan before and a Mavs fan after. So am I. But I don't think that means that you can't complain. Mm. Like, you can still love the team and be sure. I hate what they did, but...
And that's again, you said collateral damage. I separate them. And that's two different things, two different fair things. I don't think anybody on that court made that decision. Now, that granted, maybe some people on the court did go to Nico.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Did go to Patrick Dumont and say, hey, man, this dude's disconnected and we don't, you know, not everybody's a fan of him and he's kind of a ball hog. Maybe there were some people that were upset. But for the most part, I don't blame them for the Luka trade.
Okay. Now,
and I can separate that. Yeah. And that's how I've gone about this whole thing the entire time.
For sure. And look, somebody used the phrase shock factor, and that's probably still at play. Like, if they made it to the finals again and like Luka had another meltdown and got booted out of the game and then there were rumblings. But like, I think it's the shock factor that does factor.
You thought
into this
team was going to go as a group, win a championship together.
Yes, I did.
You were building it for that.
From the 2-on-4, we losing tonight, boys. And I keep looking for more movement in the line, and I just haven't really seen it so far. It's still kind of hovering around that 6 to 6.5, whereas if Ja Morant was more likely to not play, I would have thought maybe you'd scale it down and kind of like hedge your bets, like a 3.5 or 4-point spread. Haven't seen that happen just quite yet. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and now it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Hey, buddy.
Long time no speak.
Sorry, Alec. This text really made me laugh. I want them to lose for the Tim McMahon article alone. They just want that, whatever that evisceration's about to be, that's what they want.
And the appeal of the loss for me tonight would be then you're still in the lottery.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I texted my group chat with all my high school and college buddies, and I said the exact same thing, Corey. I said that the other day. I wanted them to lose just so I could get the Tim McMahon.
It's going
to
be juicy. It was.
It was pretty much entirely Corey Majors.
Thank you.
You only have 4 this week.
Well, it's still a lot, but
this feels like a vengeance.
Compared to Kevin Hagelin's 11, I think you're safe. Right. And obviously, we're not going to get to all of them, so we'll have some left over for next week. But we have 2 people not here that we can pick on, and I'll let you guys choose. Do you want to pick on Brian Broaddus, or do you want to pick on Stephen Jones?
Stephen Jones.
Why did you say that so fast?
Because I heard Broaddus the other day, and he was like, oh, yeah, I know you were scouting that out, Majors. And sometimes he will dunk on our tomfoolery, so I picked Stephen Jones.
Because he had to be part of it so many times when we were doing the Power Hour on Wednesday nights.
And also, I believe I know what Stephen Jones is about to say.
Did I set this up?
Yes, you did. Stephen said this.
Yeah, I think they come in all, you know, pardon the phrase here, but all shapes and sizes.
All right.
So
the best part, I'm sorry, Corey, yes, and he chuckled at that too. The best part about that, and I would like us to play it one more time if we can, is Stephen Jones is thinking exactly what all of the childish middle school folks amongst us were thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they come in all, you know, pardon the phrase here, but all shapes and sizes.
And I'm giggling like an idiot in the background, but at the same time,
so is he.
Steven, you know, and I know professionally what the relationship is, and I know what he seems to be to a lot of people in public, and you can have your opinions on him, feelings about him. I know for a fact, like, that joke carries with him. He thinks that's funny, we think it's funny, and we're just joking around, having a good time. If we were sitting there having dinner with him, we'd crack some jokes that too, and he'd probably have some good zingers as well. So he heard it. I asked him, I said, when it comes to receiver, does size matter? Because Tet is big and tall and Matthew Golden's a little shorter. And that was exactly what I was asking.
Mm-hmm. Well, it feels like Broaddus was kind of in on the bit too with this one. He said this.
You get a sack, say a 35-pound sack, and they're kind of medium size. Those are pretty good.
So this is a bold move by Alec right now, because Alec said he's never tried crawfish.
And that's what we were discussing.
He has been invited to Brian Broaddus' next crawfish boil, yet still plays the audio of crawfish boil to make it sound like Broaddus is talking about balls.
And Broaddus is listening right now, too, as he's getting prepared for a show.
I have a job to do. You guys put me in a very odd situation where I have to make people sound weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I just do my job, and I think that sometimes with clips like that, I do my job too well.
That's a top-notch bit of audio.
I apologize, Broaddus. Well, Kevin, since you want to try to bury me, let's bury you. Kevin, you said this.
Okay, get car insurance and don't hook up with your cousin. Fact!
I mean, it's fair.
That is such a low bar, people. Yeah. Get car insurance and don't go bang somebody at your family reunion. That doesn't feel like a lot to ask.
That one was somehow better. I don't know how you top that.
Who goes to a family reunion and is like, hope I can hook up tonight. Geez. Don't do that.
I mean, yeah, that goes without saying, I hope.
And yet here we are.
So remember when Mike was here, we had, I had a favorite subcategory of him overreacting to stuff. I have a new one that's kind of developed over the past few weeks of Corey just questioning himself and words.
Bobby Bowden told us that same thing. Bowden.
Because you were going back and forth with that and Jim Bowden, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In my mind, I was like, which one is it? It's been so long since he coached.
Yeah.
But yes, back when we were filling in, I believe, for the morning show, Bobby Bowden told us,
I go get those mamas.
I go get close to their mama. I want them to know that I'm going to be like a daddy to their kid.
Sounded like
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Got a Steven story about Jerry the other day. Sounds very close. Let's see. Kevin? You said this.
But it took like, I don't know, like 25 minutes or whatever to get it going. I was like, nah, I got to go do something else. I actually gave up that quick.
Gave up after 25
minutes. That was about the Masters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, Master I also what? Think if you're trying to get your little fella feeling big again, right. as the Blue Chew commercials from RJ would tell us, if it's been 25 minutes, you need to regroup and go do something else, right?
You could visit Men's Tea. That could help out for
yes,
sure.
Yes, that's true.
Aren't you doing that today, Corey?
I'm going to see Men's Tea for
because
another
in the break,
visit today.
He's really been fiddling around. And...
Oh, well, this feels appropriate, Kevin.
What is a glizzy?
That was what my wife said. It almost sounds like you have disdain for the glizzy without even knowing what it is.
I'm not going to lie. In my head... Glizzy means something else completely different, and it's not FCC compliant.
Aww.
And I could see how people would be against that.
From the 817, yeah, wait until the reunion is over, you moron.
No! How is that your takeaway from what I said?
Because there are master peeps, dude. That's why.
Oh, man. Well, Corey, you said this.
Like, they've had some ding-dongs, if you will.
I want to know what that was about because of the polite, if you will.
If you will. Yeah, I think I did not know the word I really wanted to use, and ding-dong sounded like the right one.
It really felt like you should have been like an overweight judge or sheriff fanning himself because it's so muggy out here, if you will.
If you will.
Let's see.
My lord.
I think I actually remember the context of that, but I'm not going to tell you because that's the fun of the segment. Kevin, back to you.
I did something terrible to their mom.
Dude, they're...
Crap.
It sounds like you are telling a story about what you did to your kid's mom.
Yeah, and it was like we were talking about how like it was such a minor infraction, and yet people were looking at me as well. You heard the rest of it, and that sounds bad.
Well, don't vote for this. I just thought this was funny.
Nipple.
All right. Anyways,
that was okay. I just want for the context.
Oh.
That was the guy who was the PA announcer at the East Regional Finals, okay. And nobody told him how to say Khan's last name.
Right.
He was just like two pointer for nipple. Mm-hmm. And you're like, no.
We believe you, dude.
I just love the excitement in that. That's my new favorite drop, Kevin. Again, you were on a roll this week.
Just has to kind of open his mouth and be like, eh?
That is glorious. That is glorious. Sound effects are always a win in my book.
Like you and your stupid hungry hippos a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
I love sound effects.
I don't know why that's so funny.
See, but I can't tell because it's too much of like a gobble sound of effect. I can't tell if I was like, confused Tim the Tool Man Taylor or if I was actually pretending to eat something in that scenario.
Let's see, Corey, one more from you.
They did it and it was a girl and he was like, great, another girl, and he walked off and he already had like three girls.
That was about the gender reveal, but it sounds like
he had replicate with him.
Jeez. This one's
somebody out there that's watched Invincible knows what I'm talking about.
This one's walking a thin line, Kevin.
The WNBA, the Sparks, maybe Paige Beckers, are on Wanker Watch.
Kevin.
Okay.
Although Wanker Watch is still, it's a great idea from the Tolo. You know, the new segment, or the new edition. If you aren't completely the Wanker of the Weekend, You're just keeping an eye out for Winker Watch.
We're really going to have to workshop that name, though, because the whole point was preemptively, if anybody prevented the Wings from getting Paige Bueckers, but it sounds like a perv out, and that is not meant for, that's not what it's meant for.
All right, I got one more quick one just for Corey.
Slay, tinkle.
That was Kevin.
It was. That was Kevin. It was for you.
That could be my winner, but I'm voting definitely.
Just for the record. Hold on. For the record, that was what I did not want the show to become yesterday.
Yeah.
Now I realize we're in trouble on that.
Yes, it was an Invincible reference. Thank you. Somebody got that one. I'm voting for Kevin and what he did to their mom.
I did something terrible to their mom.
I had to tell them about it, and this is a tough
one. From the 940, I look forward to this segment every Friday on my drive home from work. From the 817, I love this damn show. From the 940, this is the absolute best segment of every single week.
Thank you.
I am going to vote for me. I'm going to vote for Stephen Jones giggling like a schoolgirl about the innuendo that Corey threw out with his question.
Yeah, I think they're coming all, pardon the phrase here, but all shapes and sizes.
I just want to
I guess that wasn't quite like a schoolgirl, but you get the idea.
Well, we are going to have a winner. It's not going to be up to the people. I am agreeing with one of you two. It's got to be me. Kevin, congratulations. I'm not agreeing with you. You are a masterpiece of the week.
I did something terrible to their mom.
So defiant.
That's terrifying.
So definitive.
I mean, look, like a lot of... Never mind. Nope.
Thank you for censoring.
Man, Kevin, this goes back all the way to the beginning of the show this morning. From the 229, just starting the show on the app, it's always a safe bet to say you were all idiots. Remember at the beginning, it just said, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And we were like, we don't even know what that means. That's a callback to the beginning of the show for somebody that's just starting the show right now.
They said that's what we have in common, and that's why they love us. That's nice. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's go out to Globe Life Field so we can chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. Let's take you out to Globe Life Field to chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how we doing today?
Terrific, Hagee. Happy Friday. How the heck are you?
I am doing excellent. Thank you for asking. And I know you guys are at the ballpark. What is the excitement level for tonight's game as well as just Rangers-Dodgers series in general?
Yeah, I think for us it's a 10 out of 10, considering the pitching probables here for the Rangers, what they're going to be throwing out here the next 3 days. You know, I think you just have to look no further than their promo sheet. You know, in a lot of series, they're gonna have just like nonstop stuff. But here for this Dodger series, it's like, guys, the champs, the best roster money can buy with your first-place Texas Rangers, DeGrom on the hill tonight. I think you could go promotionless tonight. You know, and maybe that's unheard of in the world of professional baseball, but I really think he could.
Yeah, this is outstanding. This is best on best when it comes to the pitching stuff, as you mentioned. I'm so glad they moved things around a little bit so we get this thing, DeGrom, Eovaldi, Mally, with the way he's been pitching. And I'm still riding that rocker high from last night, dude. Yeah. So yeah, I'm feeling great.
Yeah, I was excited about breaking out my Ranger red until I realized it was a city jersey night here or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So Bassick, once again, the fountain of misinformation.
Sorry.
You know, I mean, my God, what are we doing? But here we are, you know. I was kind of hopeful that we're city.
We're going jersey. Peagle. We're going Peagle tonight.
The Peagles tonight. So Bassick,
possibly if we
had
endangered.
If we had red ones, I probably would have broke that out. But Bassick, he's trying to get the crowd to wear red, but we got our city jerseys tonight, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And you could get a Sean Tolleson autograph, by the way, Rangers pitcher from 2014 to 2016. I believe he's a hometown guy.
He is. He's from Allen. Covered him in high school. Also, if you get a chance, ask him what he thinks about Derek Holland.
No.
Because I would love nothing more than string after string of people wanting an autograph and being like, hey, what do you think about Derek Holland? Why do you guys not really get along that well?
It's funny.
How could you not get along with Derek Holland?
Dude, they're so like
they're
Derek.
Two different people.
Derek even said it because Derek.
Derek's awesome.
Yeah, Derek was. No, Sean is very, very dry and very clever. Like, we talked with him once in spring training and we're like, how about this positioning of your locker? And he goes, for sure, man. Some people don't even get one wall. I have three walls. And like, for whatever reason.
I didn't know if he was serious or not. Yeah. He was so dry.
We had this interview with him and Derek and Mike, and Mike talked about it the rest of the day, how it was the most awkward interview he had ever been involved with. It was amazing.
Fun times.
Yeah, for sure. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always. Heggy, thanks for asking. It is a What You Drink and What You Think in Friday, but we're here at the ballpark. We're going to take maximum advantage of that in the form of Jared Sandler at 4:40 and Eric Nadel joining us at 5:20. You know, right before we get to the expressway and LA Live and all that. It's going to be an eventful and enchanted evening of broadcasting. 4.5 hours leading into that pregame at 6:30.
Love it, love it, love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation or go see them at Globe Life Field. By the way, they just got it in under the buzzer from the 575. KNC, can I get a shout out from my wife, Hannah? I met her 11 years ago today. We've been married going on 3 years and she is the absolute best. There you go. Come back with us on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say, what's up, Hannah?
No.
Okay.
Go, Jesus. I did something terrible to their mom.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.